This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This week is Force for Good Week. A new campaign is calling on Australians to support career transitioning service men and women. And the Soldieron CEO and co-founder John Bale joins us this afternoon. Thanks for being on the show, John. Can you tell us why did you think this campaign was needed?
Look, I think over the last couple of years, we've really had a conversation about the impacts of conflict, especially what those men and women have been through, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, East Timor, Solomon Islands, etc. And we've really understood what can happen. But at the same time, I think we've made out those who have served sometimes as victims, and we're starting to feel sorry for them versus seeing them for what they are, which is truly a force for good. So what we want to do during this campaign is change that conversation, make sure we see and understand them as the people that they are, the skills that they have, and recognise that, yes, some have been impacted. Let's help them, but let's not put them all into a box and see them as victims. That's the wrong thing to do.
And when a person who has served normally comes back, what's that transition process like, whether it be settling into everyday life again or trying to find a new job?
Look, it's complex to actually come back, and especially if you've gone overseas in somewhere like Iraq recently, to come back into Australia. The first thing you notice, obviously, is just how good we have it. But when you're transitioning out of the Defence Force or some of the security agencies into the community, it can be a really complicated thing to do because many people have dedicated years of their time to serving within inside the Defence Force. You have a very unique purpose. It is very difficult to replicate on the outside. And you also start to speak a different way and communicate to those that have a similar view on life as you. And so that transition into society can be something that's quite complicated. At the same time, you have incredible skill sets, attributes, and things that need to be sold a little bit more to the community. And on the other side, the community needs to understand just how good our veterans are and their family members so that we can make that transition as easy as possible as well.
And I'm sure one of the things that would be quite different, having seen all the things they do overseas, whether it's war straight up or whether it's just the need in different communities around the world, I feel like your value system would change slightly when you come back to somewhere like Australia. For those of us who might be welcoming veterans back into our families or we've got friends that have served, how can we do better at helping them sort of re-enter well?
I think it's just about having a conversation about what it is. The cliches are really strong. You see the movies, you think you know what war's like or peacekeeping or humanitarian operations. And the thing is, that's not the case, but also each individual sees things slightly differently. So having that conversation, whether it be with a stranger who serves, or a family member, it's about talking to them about the experience, what they felt, what they saw, and also the values of how they can bring back lessons from their service overseas in places that are not as lucky as we are, so that we can really learn about that. And they're great skill sets to have in the workplace as well, because I think we're starting to realise as a country and companies are starting to realise that values are absolutely critical for long-term success, and those who have served clearly show and have them.
And in this particular week, Force for Good Week, we can each encourage friends and families to leave notes and messages of support to many Aussie veterans who've really helped protect and serve our country. How do we go about doing that? What should we actually write in these messages?
Look, it's really from the heart, what you think and what you believe you want to highlight to those who have served, and making sure that it's authentic and it's about thanking them for the service that they've committed to our country. But it's also about that human interaction as well. And it can't be, something that doesn't allow you to understand. So it's a bit of education at the same time, so understanding what they've been through, and then just making it really personal to the individual. And then going on our website, soldieron.org.au, and seeing the other feedback can give you a bit of an idea of what others are saying, and it can really be something that we as a country can be proud. We're pretty disconnected from those that serve, to be honest. As a society, we don't really see many people in uniform except for Anzac Day, and to be honest, all of those look the same. This is a way of actually connecting those who have served with the wider community and making a genuine connection. So we're really asking Australia here to step up and make sure we understand and can give those people the understanding that they are a force for good.
That's fantastic, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
That's John Bale, the CEO of Soldier On and the co-founder of Force for Good Week, which is happening now. If you'd like to write one of those messages of support, you can do that at soldieron.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.